Age is coming through here, said Slim. Yup, said Jack and Annie together. In front of the hotel, Slim got down from Dusty. Then he helped Jack and Annie down. I hope you'll come to Laramie and visit me, said Slim. He winked. I might be needing some help on my book. Sure, said Annie. Slim climbed back on Dusty. He looked down at Jack. You know, Shorty, he said, you might be short, but you're mighty tall in the brains. Thanks, said Jack. And Smiley, Slim said, your great courage is nothing to smile about. Thanks, said Annie. Good luck with your writing, Slim, said Jack. I'm grateful to you both for steering me straight, said Slim. I promise I'll thank you someday. Really? Said Annie. A cowboy never goes back on his word, said Slim. Then he snapped his reins, and Dusty loped down the street. Bye, Slim, yelled Annie. Slim coolly turned one last time. He waved his hat. So long, partners, he called. Then he rode off into the sunset. Jack let out a deep sigh. Okay, I'm ready to take my boots off now, he said. Me too, said Annie. They sat down on the porch of the hotel. They started pulling off their boots. There! Jack got them both off. He wiggled his toes. He took his sneakers out of his pack and put them on. Annie put hers on too. Man, sneakers never felt so good, said Jack. Suddenly, the sound of a piano drifted through the air. Lonesome, look, said Annie. Jack grabbed his pack. He and Annie crept across the porch. They pushed open the swinging door. The piano was playing Red River Valley. Sitting on the piano stool was the dim but shimmering shape of a cowboy. Just then, the ghost of Lonesome Luke looked at Jack and Annie. He waved a shimmering hand. Jack and Annie waved back. Then the ghost of Lonesome Luke faded away. Cold air wafted past Jack and Annie. They both shivered. Oh, man, let's go, breathed Jack. They leaped and dashed up the dusty road. They ran across the cracked ground and past the graveyard. They ran until they reached the tree with the magic treehouse in it. Annie grabbed the rope ladder. She hurried up and Jack followed. They were out of breath when they got inside the treehouse. Annie grabbed the ancient scroll. She unrolled it. Yay, she said. The scroll had one glowing word on it. Echo. We got it right, said Annie. Jack grabbed the Pennsylvania book. He pointed to a picture of the Frog Creek Woods. I wish we could go there, he said. The wind started to blow. The treehouse started to spin. It spun faster and faster. Then everything was still. Absolutely still. Chapter 10, Echo from the Past.